Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, it's Father Scott sharing with you another reflection. You know what I want to talk about today? Something that people struggle with, even the most faithful people. And it's when we describe God as just and merciful. You know, for a lot of people, that seems to be in contradiction to each other. You're just or you're merciful. How is God just and merciful? Well, I've been spending a lot of time thinking about this and sharing it with people in spiritual direction. So let's start with terminology, okay? Let's start with justice. Justice means giving to another person what is rightly theirs. Would you not agree? You know, if a person works for you, justice demands you give them a salary. You know, if you find something on the street and you know who it belongs to, justice demands you give it back to the person. It's theirs. Okay? Here's an important one. Person has a reputation. Justice demands that you protect that reputation and not join in on gossip, etc. Now, let's talk about justice in relationship God's dealing with us. Start with the definition. Justice is giving to another person what is rightly theirs. So in dealing with us, what is rightly ours? Mercy. Why do I say that? Well, in Psalm 51, David, who had sinned terribly and now is repentant, he says, Lord, when you judge me, remember, in guilt I was born, in sin my mother conceived me. Referring to what? Referring to original sin. So we all come into this world with two strikes against us because of original sin. So justice demands what? For us, from God, mercy. Let me give you an example. So a teacher has children in her class, but one of the children is slow. Wonderful child, but slow. And the teacher gives an exam. And the students get graded regularly. But here's the child who is challenged. The teacher does not flunk the child. The teacher takes into consideration how well the child does, how well the child did, and how much preparation the parents helped them with, right? Same way we do this in court. If it is proven during a trial that the person who committed the crime was mentally, emotionally disturbed, and that's proven, the judge is not going to give as harsh a judgment against that person as one who has free will and knows what he or she is doing. That it is with us. The very fact that we are limited by original sin, that we come out of the womb with a proclivity to sin, demands, yeah, I'm using that word on purpose, demands that God be just with us. And being just with us, he's merciful. So there's no dichotomy between God's justice and God's mercy. God gives to us what is rightly ours, which is mercy. I'm not saying that gets us off the hook from living a good life. I'm just saying that we should not be petrified that God is up there just waiting for a chance to send us to hell because of our human frailty, because our slow to learn, because our repeated little sins. Now, I really think that when people struggle with this concept of God's justice and mercy, they kind of keep God away at an arm's distance because, well, you know, constantly need to please God. You know, some of that mentality from the Old Testament, God wants us pound of flesh. God in his anger is going to destroy us. Thank God Jesus came along and talked about forgiving 70 times 7. Now, if we're called to forgive 70 times 7, how many times is God called to forgive? So I hope this is helpful because I truly believe we need this understanding of how God is both just and merciful. And we just need to keep on throwing ourselves on the mercy of God, trying to live a good life, but trusting in God's forgiveness and his mercy. God bless you. God love you.